Yes, like that. Didn't you? Let me put things back to order. Back in order, rather. Ashtray is where it should be. Trash can is where it should be. Ah, gosh, my word. Nothing I can do about the windows, though. The road, well, if the road to hell is paved with good intentions, then I'm afraid I'm well on my way there. I've hardly had time, I'm afraid, to read through all your letters this afternoon. That's before coming down to the studio. Did we come down to the studio today? Third floor, is that where we are? Disoriented sort of day, and night for that matter. Getting oriented, you know. Orientated. Orient. Always had a magic ring for me, that word. Orient. Orient. The mystical, the exotic, the captivating, the enticing, the seductive. She was, actually. The lusty, the husky, the Queen of Sheba-like, the Empress. Certainly impressed me. Empress-like, the svelte. No, that's not the word there. What's the word I'm searching for? Help me, if you will. Come on, all you dictionaries among you. The serpentine-like, the soft, serene, oriental dream of... I know where it all comes from, I know. Book I read years and years ago. I used to read while doing sentry duty out in the barren wastes of a desert. Compulsory military training, that... What training, I asked myself. All the novels, actually, all the novels by John Masters, like Far, Far, the Mountain Peak, To the Coral Strand. That's the one I was thinking about. Reading that particular novel in the dead of night, 10 years on, and I talk in the dead of night about some of the things, the books, the novels, that I passed my time with, shouldering a rifle, waiting for the enemy that never came. By torchlight, I used to do it. Read, I mean, by torchlight. Sometimes, even when the batteries ran flat, by the light of the sultry moon, silvery moon. Even nursery rhymes come in handy sometimes. The Owl and the Pussycat, not the flattened version I saw in the tunnel on the way to work today. Well, the Owl and the Pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a 5-pound note. The Owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar, "Oh, Pussy, my love, oh, Pussy, my love, what a beautiful pussy you are. You are, what a beautiful pussy you are." Used to love that one. And I brought it up to date. In fact, I'm going to bring it up today, tonight, in this program. How about this? The Owl and the Pussycat sat down to tea, and the Owl began to croak, "Oh, Pussy, my love, oh, Pussy, my love, please remove your teeth from my throat." And the Pussycat looked up to the stars above, and what rhymes with that? And the Pussycat looked up to the stars above, and to the sound of a distant car, said, the Pussycat said, "Oh, Owl, oh, Owl, oh, wise, oh, Owl." What goes with that? "Oh, wise, oh, Owl, I know this sounds bizarre, but I knew there'd never be another owl in my life or a better taste in my mouth than you. And, by gum, you are." Okay, let's recite that once more. I've got to write this time. The Owl and the Pussycat sat down to tea, and the Owl began to croak, "Oh, Pussy, my love, oh, Pussy, my love, please remove your teeth from my throat." And the Pussycat looked up to the stars above, and to the sound of a distant car, said, oh, Owl, oh, wise old Owl, I know this sounds bizarre. I knew there'd never be another owl in my life for a better taste in my mouth than you, and by gum, you are." Nursery rhymes updated. Have you updated any nursery rhymes lately? I have to sit down and polish that one up. I don't like the last line so much. You know, I knew there'd never be another owl in my life for a better taste in my mouth. Oh, gosh, must I really discuss something serious tonight? Oh, who's for me discussing something serious in mailbag this evening? You know, I'm fed up with politicians. Who isn't? Except politicians, of course. I'm fed up with their politics. Who isn't, except the politicians? So I'm fed up with... No, one thing I'm not fed up with is the sound of... Talking about guitars, is the sound of a good violin. Or a good violinist. Or a good violin, I suppose, for that matter. But give a good violinist a bad instrument, and I'm convinced he'll still make beautiful music. And some beautiful sounds we've been hearing these past few nights in the Queen Elizabeth Music Contest. I played you a taped recording of excerpts from one of the most electrifying performances, can't think of any other way of saying it, electrifying performances to date in the contest. Even the critics here agree that there's possibly nothing better to be found on record than that performance of the Bartok Second Violin Concerto by American Peter Zazowski. And just a snatch again to whet your appetite or let you know what you missed in the program last evening.